Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after, a little Booker T and the MGs bring us back. That's Green Onions. Isn't that a great song? My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's we designed it, built it. We do everything we do there is just for you, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including all the Brain Trust members that we bring you every day on the show, and all the things that they do on the show, plus their writing. They deposit their words of wisdom in the written word as well. We have lots and lots of articles there that you can find that our Brain Trust members have written, and that I've written, and all lots of other stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and it's free, by the way. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. I want to talk to you about where things are going, folks. You've been hearing me put a lot of emphasis lately on apps. You've heard me talk a lot about apps. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit talking about just apps, although I'll be mentioning that. But I'm going to quit talking about the app strategy, because I've decided that I wasn't quite being comprehensive enough. Now, you know what an app is. If you've got a smartphone, you know, that's the little things you can download. You push a button and pop up, you know, handy content pops up, right? Handy information, whatever it may be, pops right up and just jumps right off on the screen. And typically designed for a small form factor device like a cell phone, like a smartphone or a tablet, like my iPad or whatever you may have. If you have a Kindle, your book, the little icon of the book on your Kindle, that's an app. All right. But those are all mobile apps, and I've realized that I have not been comprehensive enough when I talk about apps, because there are also apps, and I have talked about this. There also are apps for your desktop. I have an app. We haven't launched it yet. You don't know about it yet, but we have an app for our desktop, for the desktop that we're going to be telling you about later on, that we've been working on. So you can literally put the app on your desktop, click the app, and all the things that we're doing today pops right into the little app really easily. So I want to talk about what I'm calling mobile strategy. Your mobile strategy. Now, what does mobile mean? Mobile means anywhere the customer is, anywhere your prospect finds himself or herself. That's mobile. I don't want you to think about technology. I don't want you to think about a phone. I don't want you to think about a tablet. I don't want you to think about a Dick Tracy wristwatch. I don't care what the device is, because you need to be agnostic about what kind of device a person uses. You shouldn't care about it. You should only be asking yourself, what is my company's mobile strategy? And the mobile strategy connects to something I have been telling you about for a long time, and that is the increased likelihood, the increased desire, the increased demand for your customers, for your prospects, to tell you, you can follow me home, to give you permission to follow them home. Now, where is home? Home is wherever they are. Because wherever they are, folks, walking down the street, driving down the road, in your competitor's store, on the other side of the planet, wherever they are, sitting down in front of a computer, having dinner, whatever they may be doing, I don't care, watching television, they are going to want information at their fingertips. And you know why? You know why they're going to want this? Because they can have it. Because it's available. Because people are making this available to them. And once you have something available that's really cool, you want more of it, don't you? And they're going to right now, apps are everybody doesn't have apps. Everybody's not using mobile apps. But that's changing rapidly. So my friends, here's the thing you got to remember. Your customers, your prospects are going to increasingly demand that if you're going to be relevant to them, if you're going to be part of their world, if you're going to be someone, a company that they know about and that they check on, that they find out what you have, if you're going to be anywhere near top of mind for them, increasingly every day that goes by, you have to have the ability to reach them wherever they are, to follow them home. And follow them home means a mobile strategy. That means that if they have an iPhone, if they have a smartphone of any kind, that they can find that on your website, they can go, or in a marketplace like iTunes or whatever, or Google Marketplace, in a marketplace they can go find your app, they can download it for free, and then they can put it on their smartphone, on whatever it may be, their iPad or their desktop. They can click and bam, it pops right into what the new information that you have for them is. It's right there because you update that every time. But what you've done, this mobile strategy, is where you design the capability. We talked about it yesterday with Jonathan Zuck. HTML5 is going to be cross-platform for a lot of different devices. Mobile apps, you can do those right now. You just having a website, my friends, is not going to be enough. You've got to start budgeting for this. You have to start talking to the people who help you with your online capability. You have to develop a mobile strategy. Start small. You don't have to conquer the world, folks, but you do have to participate in this contest. Mobile strategy. What is your mobile strategy? You got to get it going. I'll continue to help you with it. In fact, Bill Halal is joining us in just a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.